Huh. I thought what I was doing on the weekends was actually helping me and helping my health, but what I'm reading now is that it's actually detrimental, which seems like an oxymoron, if you ask me.
I mean, what are we talking about? You do a lot of things on the weekend that you could perceive one way or the other.
It's Anna and Raven. What time do you wake up during the week when we have to be here for work so early?
During the week, I wake up at 4 o'clock, normal weather, normal day.
Right. What time do you wake up on the weekend?
On the weekend, I wake up probably about 7, maybe, might roll over at 6:30, but probably like 7.
Yeah, so and during the week, my first alarm goes off at 3:40 a.m.
Right.
And then I hit snooze, and then depending on whether I need to be presentable that day or not,
right,
is if I hit it once or twice.
Well, these are the things that I keep in mind, too, is like snow and stuff like that, but yeah. Okay, right.
Or if I have to, like, actually do my hair for something. But on the weekends, I don't wake up until my baby starts crying and I have to get up. And usually that's around, like, same thing like you, 7, 7:30,
sure,
6:30. It kind of just depends on the weekend day.
Right.
And some days, if my husband is feeling loving and giving, he'll actually run and go get her so I can sleep till like 8:30.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like a vacation.
I couldn't even stay in bed that long. I got to be honest. It would just weigh me down.
I've always been
Doesn't even matter what time I go to bed.
I've always been a person that's been like, I need a lot of sleep. So the fact that I have ended up in this job where I get so little sleep is kind of an oxymoron. Remember, I used to be a high school teacher and I didn't cut it because I couldn't stand getting up back then at 5 a.m.
I don't know if I'm going to blame the job. I'll blame the motherhood.
Right.
Right.
Well,
that.
So, but it says here, according to this new study, it actually could be hurting my heart by doing that. They found that especially in women, if you sleep late on the weekends, it could be detrimental to your cardiovascular health. They're saying 2 hours more than you would normally sleep is bad news. So that means that I'm supposed to be getting up at 5:40 on the weekends? No, thank you.
Yeah, that sounds brutal.
Right.
It'll just have to kill you, I guess.
Thanks a lot
for the help, heart.
Right.
I don't know. Every study that you find, you can find five studies that will tell you the opposite thing, right? I found that one that tells me that naps are good for my heart. But everybody else screams at me every time I try and defend naps.
Because when you take a nap for 4 hours. That's not a nap.
That's mini sleeping.
No, it's hibernation. And that's dangerous for a grown man.
That doesn't seem like it makes sense.
When was the hottest time that you had to do something without air condition? It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. If you thought it was brutally hot these last couple days, get ready because today and tomorrow, the highs of the 90s, and it's going to be feeling like over 100.
It's going to be brutal out there today, man.
I never complain anymore about the heat ever since that summer at Disney World.
You had a summer where, honestly, Anna had a summer where it was a hot summer, and you were hitting all the parks, right? Because it was before the baby was born.
I was pregnant.
So you were getting it in the last stops, basically theme parks for Hayden before she was going to have a little sister.
Yeah.
And you tried to hit all of them in 1 year, and man, it was hot.
It was. But nothing was worse than Disney World. I was 6.5 months pregnant, and it was the first week of August in Orlando, Florida, at Disney World.
Who goes to Disney World in August?
My cousin Angela won a timeshare.
I mean,
it was literally like all we had to pay for was like the park tickets.
That's
and
why the week was open.
Yeah.
That's why the timeshare owner put that one up.
She's like, come on, before the baby comes, let's take the kids.
It seemed like she convinced you.
I'll never forget it. And even like the cast members at Disney
were dying.
They were warning me. They were coming up to me and they're like, ma'am, just so you know, we had two pregnant women go down already this morning. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Right.
And you know, here's me.
When they say that too, I just imagine them falling down on the pavement and then the baby just squirting out the back.
That's disgusting. That's
what I imagine when they say we had two pregnant women go down.
So I could not walk around the park. So basically what I would do is I would just stay in the stores all day long.
Right.
But I'll never forget, it was the parade at Magic Kingdom, right? And it had to be like 105 degrees and I'm sweating. And you know, everybody else seems okay. And I just burst into tears.
Good.
Like uncontrollable crying because I'd never been so hot. And I thought for sure, this is it. I'm going to die on Main Street, USA in Disney World today.
Right. You'll be the statistic.
Right.
Third pregnant woman going down.
I had to leave. I had to go back to the hotel by myself. Very sad day. Yeah, I couldn't stay.
Good. I mean, at least you left. At least you had the power to go. But they let you go back to your hotel by yourself.
You think my husband would be like, let me bring you back.
I mean, you could have passed out along the way.
He was like, you got this? I'm like, I guess.
you give up that you come to the moment where you're actually giving up. He sees it in your face. Knowing your determination, I would feel like you definitely needed an escort.
I could probably count how many times I cried on my one hand. But he's seeing me crying, being like, I got to go back. He's like, all right, honey. I got my fast passes coming up in 5 minutes for the Jungle Book tour. So I got to, you'll be all right. What was the hottest you were ever in without air conditioning?
I can remember one time, back in my rock radio days, right? So we had Ozfest. Right? Festival shows, right? And Ozfest used to always happen during the summertime. And so we had a date where seriously, it was the same thing. It was like 100 degrees and it was like 98% humidity. And you know, Ozfest was something like you would build up to. Just like Disney, it's like the same type of thing as an adult. Like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to get some rides. I might vomit. That type of thing when you go to Ozfest.
Okay.
Yeah. And I went and I remember that I was planning for a long day. We're going to party all day. We're going to have a great time. By 1:10 in the afternoon, I'll never forget, I was like passed out on the lawn. Right. And like had to have friends pull me out of there. It was the only time that I considered drinking my own urine like Bear Grylls.
That's disgusting.
Well, when you're in the desert, Anna, you've got to do something to survive.
You were at Ozfest.
Well, all I had was beer, and okay. I definitely didn't want one of those at that point.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. When was the hottest time that you had to do something and you didn't have air conditioning? What did you try for the first time this weekend, and would you do it again? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You know, this is a time to experiment with new things.
Well, I mean, I guess so, right? I mean, that's what's happening in everything. It's kind of the year with no rules, as we've covered many, many times at this point. So I guess, you know, they're doing it in some sports. They're doing it in public. They're obviously doing it at restaurants and stuff like that. So, yeah, you're going to take some chances, do some things differently.
Did you do anything over the weekend for the first time?
So here's the funny thing is that our boss really has been talking to us about this all the time, is try something else. Do something new. That's what everybody's doing. And I'm like, I'm not actually doing any of that stuff. But this weekend, come to think of it, I had a friend that brought over a watermelon, and it was soaked in tequila, and it was the first time I ever put salt on fruit. And it was absolutely stupendous, Anna Zapp.
That's what you consider new?
Yeah.
You try this weekend?
I mean, it's the first time I ever had a watermelon with mint on it and tequila and then put some salt on it.
I don't know if I would put salt on fruit. I feel like it defeats the purpose of it being fruit.
I'm telling you that if you would like to have a social experiment where we have watermelon-soaked tequila or tequila-soaked watermelon in here with mint, you're going to put some salt on it. It was so good.
That sounds disgusting,
It was absolutely delicious.
Really?
It was freaking delicious. It looked cool.
I can kind of see where the appeal of that, because you either like sweet or you like salty. So if you like sweet fruit and you put a little salt on it.
It was so nice.
I think it just defeats the purpose.
I'm telling you, it was absolutely delicious.
All right.
Absolutely delicious.
What I tried that was new.
I've never put salt on fruit before. Well, never in my life.
Right. Most people haven't.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
And I wouldn't start doing that now.
Don't be a hater. You wanted me to try stuff. You talked to me. You encouraged me. And here I am. I tried it. Don't be a hater.
Okay. I guess I'm supposed to applaud you for that.
That's right.
I put together a teepee from China with instructions that were only in Chinese.
Good.
Yeah. That's the thing about Amazon is sometimes you order things. And even though it says Prime, you don't know where it's coming from.
Absolutely true.
And then all of a sudden it shows up and you're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And it says things on it like teepee. Cool. And you're like, what?
Right.
You know, there's like little hints that something is.
And the type is like offset.
A little bit. There's just random misspellings. So I open it. I go, oh, this is definitely from China.
Okay.
Which is, you know, I mean, I guess whatever. I feel like everything at this point.
Right.
But there was no English instructions. This is a teepee for my toddler.
Sure.
Like a playhouse thing. But it's big. It's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Which also I didn't realize when I ordered it.
Right.
So now I have to put together the whole thing. And like an idiot, I'm looking at the instructions and I'm trying to read it.
Translate?
You can't read it.
Trying to translate.
Right, but you know, like their language, it's symbols.
Right.
So it's not like actual letters.
You're not even going to get close.
So sometimes like when the instructions are in Spanish or German, I try to like sound it out and then try to figure out what it means. But when it's just the symbols, it's a lot more difficult.
Remember the first time you got like something from IKEA and you were like, wait a minute, there's no words in here?
Right.
There's just
pictures,
this guy.
Right?
This is just this guy. He's either frowning or smiling.
And the pictures weren't even good pictures.
Right.
It was like somebody hand drew them in a basement somewhere and made photocopies on a Xerox copier from 1978.
What's worse, though? So did they at least have like step-by-step pictures that were bad pictures? Because sometimes like you'll get one with the instructions. It has one picture and then it shows 7,000 things you do in that one picture. And it's like, I need to see different angles and stuff.
It was very difficult. I would say it's the first time I would try something like that. And probably next time I would just call my husband, babe.
Maybe you should just put salt on fruit next time if you're looking to branch out.
It seems a little bit easier, I think.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you do cartwheels to try to get out of police custody, that's all I need to know about you.
Like a ninja move where, you jump up in the air and you take the handcuffs from behind your back and put them in front of you like that?
Well, that's what I thought, too. When I saw this viral video trending this morning, I was like, oh, this guy thinks he's a ninja.
He's a ninja.
Right.
And he's going to break right out of this.
No.
Right. How did that work? It wasn't parkour?
Now, it's a 40-year-old guy in Florida, and he's trying to escape police by doing cartwheels, but not the ninja cartwheels.
I'll just tell you that right now, that you're 40, you can't do a cartwheel.
Well,
What?
He can do them.
He was able to do it?
Like my 11-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Like actually, no. I would say my 11-year-old daughter has mastered the cartwheel much better than this man.
Okay.
And he's just, I don't understand. And the police are watching in disbelief. And if you want to watch the video for yourself, I can't post it on our social media because there's a lot of bad words.
Sure.
But you can Google man tries to cartwheel out of police custody today.
Good luck to that gentleman.
It'll pop right up. And I'm watching it, and the police are watching in disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting his hands up like he's an Olympian.
Right.
And he's like going in for the cartwheel.
Right.
And the police go to get him, and he just kind of shimmies away, and then he does another cartwheel.
Right. Good job, dude.
Like, why do you think that that's going to be the thing that helps you escape?
Well, maybe the guys just need a show, right? Like, so, I mean, if you're getting pulled over, that's one thing. But if you're just a guy that's walking along in Florida and you're intoxicated, I mean, you're one of many, I'm guessing here.
Right.
So maybe if you entertain those cops a little bit, maybe they'll let you go, right? You know, get a little song and dance for them. So, you know, Olympian gymnast would be maybe under that category. Maybe not.
Unless you're an Olympian.
Yeah.
I think that doing a cartwheel at the age of 40, regardless of anything, is a challenge.
No question about it.
So we have a thing, my family, where every once in a while, me, my mom, and my sister, we decide we're going to do cartwheels.
Right.
Because my little one.
Seems random, but okay.
But I think that it's a test to how old you're getting. Because if you can still do a cartwheel with no problem, you got it.
You know what the other test is?
You still got it.
Hula hoop.
Oh, I've never been able to hula hoop.
Come on.
Never.
I could when I was a teen. I could when I was like, you know, preteen, teenager, probably, and not even close.
Well, you probably had magic hips.
Yeah.
Because I don't have hips for that. I don't have hula hooping hips.
You're right.
Yeah.
I did have magic hips.
Can you do a cartwheel?
No way. No way. Wouldn't even try it. Wouldn't even try. Definitely going to injure myself or injure somebody else.
When I tried one a couple weeks ago, it seems like a good idea until you put your hands up in the air.
Oh, yeah. Until you get halfway over.
Right. Then you're like, wait a minute.
That arm's going to fold. You're going to fall on your face. No good.
Can I do one right now?
Probably kick somebody next to you. If you've taken over the lawn care duties from your HOA's paid landscapers, that's all I need to know about you.
Who thinks they can do a better job?
My buddy is putting coffee grounds on his lawn every single day, swearing about the colors and the nitrates and whatnot. He was over at my house talking about it. And he not only is he taking care of pulling the weeds and putting down these grounds on his area near his condo, but he's also bought himself a mower. And when I say bought himself a mower, he didn't buy one with an engine. He bought one of those push ones with the 5 blades.
He can do better than the HOA people.
He's my age. Who buys one of those mowers? It's not 1846.
Maybe
what is going on here?
Pandemic times. He's just bored.
I can tell you that.
Enough. A side note, how come everybody's hydrangeas are coming out beautifully this year except for mine?
Oh, ours were absolutely stunning, but now they're scorched, man.
Oh, I don't
Direct
know.
Direct sun
didn't
just lit
get
them up.
Any. Maybe I should put some coffee grinds down. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Do you have a family heirloom? What is it?
Mm.
And do you plan on keeping it? 1-800-330-9999. So new research is saying that the newest thing that's going out of style is family heirlooms.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I mean, this is like what? You carry it around. It's like a shield or something, or some sort of
shield.
I mean, just like your coat of arms or something, like for the family. Let me understand here.
No, family heirlooms are things that are passed down from generation to generation. The top five things that are actually passed down.
Okay.
Heirlooms.
Give them to me.
Number five is weapons. But like, you know, collectible weapons, like from wars and things like that.
Okay.
Number four is quilts.
Old rifles and stuff like that. Yeah. They retain value big time, right? Okay, quilts, right?
All right.
Sounds like moths to me, but okay.
Furniture.
Yeah.
Number two, stories, which made me giggle because I feel like, stories is perfect because you don't have to store it in your closet.
Oh, but they're priceless.
I mean, everyone's got a story.
But you can't sell them.
And number one is jewelry. And I think a lot of people have jewelry that's passed down.
Sure.
But they're saying that baby boomers, and that's between the ages of 56 and 76 right now.
Okay.
They're the last generation to have any kind of guilt about holding on to things that belong to their parents and their grandparents. And everyone is starting to get rid of them at this point.
Yeah, I think that kind of makes some sense, actually. There's a lot more of let's simplify, let's clear some things out. Because we acquire so much more nowadays, I think, than we did 50 years ago, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, now it's so much more of a consumer economy, you know, here in the States anyways. We're constantly buying things. And a lot of those things are not made to last 100 years, 200 years or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of boxes you got to get rid of.
I remember when there was the China from my grandmother.
Sure,
and it was
sure.
We all kind of just looked at each other. We're like,
don't make me have it.
Yeah.
You pull it out once or twice a year. It takes up so much space. Then you got to have the chest. If you got the china, then you got to have the chest with the big display.
But I think that there are certain things that are family heirlooms that are beautiful to hold on to. I mean, I don't know if you know this ring that I wear every single day?
Yeah.
This is my grandmother's wedding ring. That's a family heirloom. That's probably one of the most important things that I own in my life.
Well, you know, I mean, the first thing is if you're going to hold on to it, you got to actually have your hands on it, right? So you can't have your terrible cousin get it in some will and then immediately sell that thing as soon as grandma croaks, right?
So do you have any family heirlooms?
In my family, there is a golden ship from Portugal. So my family on that side is all Portuguese, and we used to live there and have property there and so forth. And I remember one time that they went back to Portugal to visit after being here for many years. They came back with a Portuguese golden ship. It's a golden ship, Manizap.
I heard you.
It's gold. Gold.
But do you have it in your
possession? No, they won't let me have that.
But so
I don't even know who's going to get that golden ship.
Well,
now, Grandma and Grandpa still have that golden ship.
Right.
But
who's going to get it when they pass?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to guess it's not you because they know you're going to sell it immediately.
Well, now I'm talking about it. No, I wasn't going to sell it. Hold on to it.
1-800-330-9999. Do you have a family heirloom? What is it, and do you plan on keeping it? Do you have a family heirloom? What is it, and are you going to hold on to it? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, this comes up because baby boomers are the last generation to have any kind of guilt about holding on to things that once belonged to their parents and grandparents. It's the end of the family heirloom.
I mean, once you gave up your DVDs and your cassettes, that was it. That was all the heartbreak they needed. Now they're ready to get rid of the rest of this stuff. It's like history never existed.
What is your family heirloom? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I actually have a few.
Well, which one is the most important to you?
Two of them. One is my great-grandmother's hope chest that she's been passed down from when she was a kid.
The hope chest? Is there anything in there?
A bunch of, old blankets from when I was a kid.
That's nice. Yeah, I like the blankets being passed down. I think that's sweet, although they eventually do get a little bit smelly.
As long as they're not, smallpox infested.
Right.
Know, that kind of thing. Right.
Yeah. And what was the other thing?
And my great-grandparents' wedding photo and their wedding invitation that's lacquered to two pieces of wood.
Oh, that's
cool. Nice.
That is a cool thing to hold on to.
Yeah.
And on Raven, do you have a family heirloom?
Oh, God, this is so gross. But I have my great-grandfather's hair.
Why?
I'm not kidding. It's been passed down in an envelope for years. It's just a lock of hair, and I have no idea the backstory. You know, actually, no one in my family seems to know why we have it, but before my mother passed away, she gave it to me and just said to me, you better keep this in the family.
Keep it in the family? You don't even know why.
Right.
It's just hair.
Was your great-grandfather, whoever's hair it was, I missed that part, but were they a great man? Is there a possibility for DNA? Are we going to bring them back? Is it like Jurassic Park, but with a person? Are we doing that?
It was Vidal Sassoon. It was his great-grandfather.
Well, I mean, does he have some gift for the future world that we're holding out for? I'm just wondering.
Who knows? I mean, he's my great-grandfather. Never met the man. Died before I was born.
Right. But, just a guy.
Apparently, he could drink his weight in alcohol.
But, wow, that's
perfect.
Good. That's nice. Where do you keep the lock of hair?
Well, of course, next to my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In his wallet right now. Never knows when he's going to need to eat it for superpowers.
Never tell you about the guy, Raven, that I was probably sixth grade. I was dating a boy.
Yeah.
Mike P. And he gave me, remember when the guy used to have the rat tails?
You love to tell me this. You've told me this story about 10 times now.
He had a rat tail, like one of those little braids in the back.
Yes, yes.
And he cut it off and he gave it to me.
I mean, that's love.
As a symbol of his love.
Total sacrifice.
Right. And I taped it in my locker.
Yeah.
Right.
Good thing you didn't marry that guy, because that's the type of guy, like, you know, you get into a fight, you break up, he sends you an ear.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to that hair, actually. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is your family heirloom?
Hi, I actually have a Queen Victorian chair that has been in my family for over 100 years.
Wow.
It's very, very old. The problem is that it's really ugly. It's old-fashioned, and I think it may be haunted.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of stuff right
there. Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. My grandmother had one of these chairs, mm-hmm. and even when, so when she sent, I remember she sent it out to get it, like, reupholstered, because same thing, it was terrible, it was ugly, it was terrible. She sent it out to get it reupholstered, and I was young, so I didn't understand that the chair was actually going to come back. I was so relieved when it was out of the house once it left. Then it ended up coming back, and it looked new again, and yet still had the same creepy spirit feel in it, so... where is it?
I currently have it, you know, in the living room, trying to figure out if I should just put it in the garage, if I should just get rid of it.
No, you're in trouble. You put that in the garage, that chair's going to feel disrespected.
Right.
Right. Now the demon is disrespected.
The Queen Victoria demon.
You should just, you know, basically center the rest of the house around it, frankly, at this point.
Now you should go on the Antique Roadshow. You bring that there, and then whatever offer they say, you just give it to them for half the
take
price.
You just immediately take it. Yep.
Right.
$3.60. It's a fake. Oh, so sad. Here you go.
You can have it.
I'll help you put it in your car. I've got some rope. I'll tie it down for you.
Want to send it to Goodwill? Have fun. Baseball's back, and it's weird, man. It's like they took a focus group of a bunch of 20-year-old drunk kids, and they asked them to come up with ideas of what to do with these empty stadiums, and they said, yup. Let's do all these things.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a new experience for everybody, that's for sure. But they did definitely get a lot of ridicule this weekend. I saw, like, you know, they would show fans, and they'd be there 1 second, then they'd be gone the next second, then they'd be back the next second. It was a little bit of a trip, I got to tell you.
Right, it's Anna and Raven. So first, how about if people buy cardboard cutouts and we put them in the seats? Citi Field was like, yep. Sold on that.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty decent idea, but then when you see it.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
It's a little bit strange. And then I had a whole conversation with my friends on Friday night with, like, how much do you pay for your cardboard cutout? Like,
right.
$50, we decided, was an appropriate amount to pay for your cardboard cutout. And then you would pay an additional $19.99 for shipping so you could have it sent to your house so you can keep it.
Oh.
That was the general consensus. We thought that was a fair amount of money to do.
I don't know what they're charging for them.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I did see some people put, like, their dogs on them and stuff like that.
I told you, if I had a pair of tickets, I'd put Tupac and Biggie. That's who I would put. That's exactly who I would put.
Licensing-wise, I'm not sure you'd be able to, but okay.
And then how about the weird computer animated people in the crowd?
Yes,
at
yes.
Fox Sports.
That's what I'm talking about. So they're on, and then they're off, and then they're on. And like a video game, if you ever see like a video game crowd, it's the same thing because like they only do a certain amount of poses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you got 15,000 fake people, they're only doing a couple different poses. So you get bored with that pretty quick.
Right. And then somebody was like, hey, listen, what if we get Tom Hanks to sell pretend hot dogs?
Right.
And that's exactly what the Oakland A's did.
Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Hot dogs here.
Yeah, so they had Tom Hanks record all these, like, as if he was a stadium vendor.
Yeah.
And now they're mixing it in with the fake crowd noise for their home games. Like, what? Like, who believes that Tom Hanks is selling hot dogs?
Well, you know, I mean, if they didn't point it out, you wouldn't know. You would just think that that was a regular, you know, vendor being voiced in.
Wait a minute, is that Tom Hanks?
Did Tom Hanks just steal a vendor's job by putting in that voice track?
Oh,
they couldn't
have
the actual vendors lay down the voice tracks?
Do you think all this stuff that they're doing is better or worse? Are they taking away from the game? Because I'll be honest, I only watched because I wanted to see all the wackiness going on.
The crowd noise, right.
Yeah, yeah.
You wanted to see you know, it's the rubbernecking type thing, like a car accident. Right.
Exactly.
So I watched it last week, man, where they didn't have any of that stuff. And I got to tell you, it was downright depressing.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. And even if this is bad, it's better than the worst is what I'm saying. Because last week, it was really rough. There's no energy there. And then you see the players are all spread out, too. It's just strange in general. What I do like about, you know, the digital stuff is, okay, it's like a kid got his hands on his first, like, toy, and he doesn't know what he's doing with it yet. They're going to get better at filling in the stuff, but since you're doing it all digitally, you can do whatever you want, Anna. So, like, if you've got Bark in the Park going on, you could fill the stadium with all dogs.
That would be cool.
Or if you've got Star Wars night going on, or they do, you could fill the whole stadium with Star Wars characters.
Just Darth Vader everywhere.
Marvel, you know, universe, you could do all. Iron Man could be on the third baseline. Is somebody else out there?
But does it take away from the game, or does it contribute to it? Because
if the game was that great, we wouldn't need these enhancements.
Well, one of the articles I read that made a good point was they don't want you to hear what the players are actually saying because they swear and they say things to each other.
Well, that makes sense.
And they're saying, like, well, this at least is covering up what's actually going on the field. To me, I'd rather hear that.
Well,
I'd rather hear what's really going down on the field and they're yelling at each other and they're saying things to each other rather than the fake noise in the background that seems so contrived and fake.
Until Aaron Judge says the wrong thing.
Right.
And then he's suspended for a month.
Then it'll be that.
Right. Then it's canceled.
He's
completely canceled. Then your World Series hopes are gone. So, yeah, I think you got to take the good with the bad in it right now at this point.
I don't know.
I guess what NBA they're doing coming up this weekend, they're going to put screens in. Because Thursday night is when the NBA kicks off, and they're going to have screens in the crowds, like on the sides of the arena, like the basketball court, and behind the backsplash. What the heck do they call it?
Backboard.
The backboard, right. Thank you. They're going to have screens back there, and they're going to have 300 fans virtually zoomed in.
Don't you think that's going to blow somebody's shot?
I think so. I would twist an ankle. You go up for something, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa! You know, there's a guy right in your face, but... This is where we're at for 2020. Who knows?
I guess we'll take it. Feels good to do this again. 1-800-330-9999. We have tickets to the rescheduled show at Madison Square Garden, Maroon 5, for next September. But if you want to win them, you got to play this.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Hey, Rebecca, this morning we're playing Craigslist Price is Right.
Morning.
Here's how it works. I have found an item right now that's available on Craigslist. Right now, you can go to Craigslist, find this item. Now, I'm going to describe the item to Raven, and I'm going to show him a picture. He's going to guess the price that they're asking for this item.
All you have to do is tell us whether or not my guess is higher or lower than the listed price.
Right.
Coming out of Petchog this morning.
Exciting.
Goose eggs.
What?
Yep. All it says is goose eggs for painting or other creative uses.
Wait a minute. So these are real goose eggs?
Uh-huh. Condition? Excellent.
Okay, of course.
Make or manufacturer? The goose.
Right.
Yep. And do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Now, here's the thing. There are 8 goose eggs. Okay. They are in a box with tissue paper, and they have been blown out. So they have the hole on the top and the bottom.
Right.
Or, you know, where you blow it out.
So the baby goose is gone.
The baby goose is gone.
I can't make breakfast out of any of this stuff.
Here are a picture, Raven, of the 8 goose eggs.
8 goose eggs for painting or other things.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is hard to say. I mean, they've done the blowing for you.
It's true. Right?
They've cleaned them out here. I'm going to go with $20 for 8 goose eggs. I don't know what the going market is for goose eggs here, but I'm going to go with $20. I know the egg market is very, very hot right now.
Is it? Is that even a real thing?
Oh, yeah. The egg market's definitely hot. It's on fire.
I don't know if that's true. All right, Rebecca, do you think the actual retail price of these goose eggs that are being sold on Craigslist is higher than $20, lower than $20, or is that the actual retail price?
I'm going to say lower.
Lower.
I'm sorry.
I mean, these are goose eggs. This is quality goose eggs here, Beck.
Actual retail price? $50.
$50?
Who pays $50 for 8 empty goose eggs? You can't even eat them.
It's true. We got to get some geese, man. They lay the golden egg.
Who knew that geese eggs were this valuable?
Nobody had any idea. Becca. Oh. We're going to take the next caller now for Maroon 5 tickets at 1-800-330-9999. You'll go see Maroon 5.
You're going to have to wait a while. The rescheduled show is for September of next year, but it's concert tickets.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Ed and Meredith. Meredith, we're going to start with you. What's going on?
Hi, thanks for having us. So last week, our son, he's 16, has a girlfriend. So I get up in the middle of the night because I thought I heard something, and I look out back, and our son is naked in the pool with his girlfriend. And obviously, like, that's not okay. I feel like it's totally disrespectful. And I don't want her coming over anymore.
Mm. Ed, what's your side of this?
Well, I feel like a 16-year-old boy, he's going to be himself whether he's home or he's not, you know. And I don't think that he was really doing necessarily anything wrong. And on top of that, I feel like if we ban his girlfriend, that's just going to make the problems worse.
Mm. Yeah, well, he probably won't be home all that often, or as often, that's for sure. Anna, when's the last time you went skinny dipping?
Never.
Oh, you've never been skinny dipping before
never
in your life?
Nope.
Wow.
Right. And if my mom or dad caught me...
Oh, you'd be dead.
Forget it.
Yeah, yeah. And your boyfriend strung up in the front yard, but I got to tell you something. Skinny dipping, awesome, freeing feeling.
Nope, I'll pass.
It's fantastic.
Meredith, I think you have a good point. Is like he blatantly knew that it would upset you. It's not like something that would fly in your house, and there has to be consequences for it. You can't just be like, all right, yeah, cool, you did that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to high-five him, but are you going to ban the girlfriend? Then he's never going
to
be home.
I have to know, what did you do when you saw them?
I really debated what to do because of course I was instantly angry, but I didn't want to embarrass her and I didn't want to embarrass him. So we have a light, like
just click it on. Yeah.
I clicked the light on and off.
Nice. Actually genius.
Message received.
Yeah.
I would make him build a patio around the pool or clean that pool for the next 2 months to tell you the truth. Something like that. I mean, banning the girlfriend, it's such an ultimatum type thing. But
it's also saying that if you don't follow my rules, right? Yeah,
well. What do
you
think? Hey, we've talked about it. Like, we've had conversations about boundaries and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we've even had conversations with her. Like, we don't let her in his room, in his bedroom with the door closed. Like,
right. This shouldn't come as a shock to them that you're upset about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I just don't think he'll be home.
They did it because they thought we were sleeping.
Yeah. I just don't think he'll ever be home from now until his 18th birthday. But
well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Meredith, that he broke the rules. And if the consequences is now that his girlfriend isn't allowed over anymore, then so be it. He has to learn that there's certain things that are right and wrong, and he broke the rules. But they may see Ed's side, too, that pushing him away and saying, now you can't have your girlfriend here, what is that solving, except for the fact that now he's going to be sneaking around more often? Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yes.
Great. Give us a call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I'm always looking for creative punishments for children. This is interesting.
What did you read?
So Meredith and Ed have a 16-year-old son, and There's rules. He's allowed to have the girlfriend over, but obviously there's a lot of rules in place. Middle of the night, Meredith wakes up, looks out the window, and sure enough, they're in the pool, inappropriate. Right? She flips the light.
They're skinny dipping. They're not doing anything inappropriate except for the fact that they're not wearing clothes.
Uh-huh.
That's what's going on.
Right. So now Meredith says, okay, he broke the rules. He's not supposed to be doing things like this, obviously. She should not be allowed at our house anymore. And Dad says all this is going to do is push her and him both away.
Yeah.
And that they're going to rebel in other ways. But how do you handle it? He obviously broke the rules.
Well, I mean, the fact is that you should probably come up with a chore or something for him to do, some sort of penance to be paid. Because if you tell him his girlfriend can't be over, guess what? He's not going to be over either. He's 16. He can be out of the house doing his own thing. Unless you're going to ground the kid like he's 5 years old, you're just not going to see him the rest of the summer, I'm guessing.
I think there has to be some kind of consequence that's bigger than mowing the lawn. But I'm looking at the text message. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It says, don't punish the son by banning the girlfriend. Put the ball in the 16-year-old's court and ask him what he thinks is a reasonable consequence for disrespecting the rules and boundaries. I always want to do this and be like, what do you think is the right punishment?
Sure.
But I don't...
you afraid?
All I think is that when I was 16, if you would ask me what I think is an approach, I would just be like, nothing. I don't think I should be punished.
Right, of course.
You know? All right, 1-800-330-9999. What do you think about this? You can give us a call now. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. I'm not sure how this couples court turned into people judging me on the fact that I've never been skinny dipping before.
Well, I think that people are more or less, they're just sad for you is what it is. You know, they're not angry with you. They're sad for you.
Why? Oh, it's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Meredith and Ed have a 16-year-old son. And there's been a lot of rules about what he can and cannot do when the girlfriend is at their house.
Sure.
Well, here's the problem. One night, Meredith woke up in the middle of the night. She looked out the window, and her son is in the pool, and they're skinny dipping him and his girlfriend.
Right.
Now she says, okay, he obviously broke the rules by doing something like this, so now she wants to ban the girlfriend from coming to the house. Ed doesn't think it's a good idea, says that he's just going to rebel.
Yeah, well, I think that he's just going to be ghost. He's not going to be around the house. He's not going to be hanging out. And with everything that's going on in the world, you probably want your son close to home. I mean, face it. In my neighborhood, let me tell you, We did a lot of pool hopping back in the day, all right? There was plenty of skinny dipping and all that type of stuff. And on the scale of bad things that we were doing, it was way low on that scale. There's a lot going on in the world right now. Not to mention the fact that, guess what? It's been really, 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 really hot. Really hot.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Yeah, I'm on the husband's side. You know, he's a kid. Kids make mistakes. Just have a conversation with them, and maybe if she's going to come over, they should just be supervised.
Yeah.
There's something that I agreed. I 100% agree, but I think that they took already that privilege, and they abused it. So I think that there has to be consequences. Whether or not this is the right consequence, I'm not so sure.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. I think when you're towing a line when they're 16, are they a month from 17? Are they 16 yesterday? They're going to be 18 in about 2 seconds. Yes, it's your property, but do you want to alienate them? If you make it, you know, the girlfriend's persona non grata, now it's them versus the world.
Right, but there's rules, and there's rules you have to follow, and he broke the rules.
Hi, I'm on the father's side, to be honest with you. I'm 23, and I don't have kids, but we're in a world where we don't normalize sexual activities because we're afraid of it. We think that it's a disgusting thing, and it's not. It's a wonderful thing. And we just need to talk to people more about what to do to prevent the spread of STDs and having children and stuff.
Well, yeah. Thank you for the call.
That's the conversation that needs to be had.
Right. Thank you so much. Moment, yeah, right? Have a great morning.
Hippie, but still, good call, and he's right. He is right. There is something to be learned here.
I mean, I agree with all of that.
You just wouldn't want it going on in your pool.
Right. All right. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm definitely on the father's side.
Tell
this
us
is
what.
Just a rite of passage. And as far as I'm concerned, they should sit down with both of them and talk to them both about it. There should be no punishment. It's just a lesson in life. It's part of it. It's a rite of passage.
Thank you for the call. Anna hasn't had this rite of passage, sir. It's a sad day that I found out that Anna has never...
No, Anna, you got to lighten up, man. Right. You got to lighten up.
She's never skinny dipped.
I think it's getting infected. I think you're going to get an infection. I'm just saying.
I mean, if we you're swimming in the
you
Amazon.
Don't get infection. You got enough chlorine here to choke a horse. Right. Have a great day.
I'm so embarrassed.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
And our audience agreed with you this morning. Meredith, there's going to be a time where you're going to have to let him grow up. And even though you clearly are not happy about the decisions that he's made, pushing her away is all it's going to do is push him away too.
I understand that, but I think it's going to take time to build trust again.
Keep in mind that he was actually looking out for the filter system in your pool, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
No clothing, no threads, good. No blockage, yeah. No none of those things.
No dice. No.
And Ed, that's got to make you happy.
You know, I agree with my wife. You know, there are rules that are set in place, but I also think that, you know, he's growing up and is an adult. And if we can, you know, he's going to be an adult before we know it. And if we can show him just a little bit of trust, I think we'll get that back.
Okay. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
My name is Donna.
Donna, you are up. I want to give you this money so bad. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Donna.
All right, Donna, $1,500 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring him back into the studio and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, all this money, $1,500, is yours. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, got 3 seconds for each question. Number one. Grease is getting a prequel movie called Summer Lovin'. What actors played Danny and Sandy in the 1978 film?
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Number 2. Dave Franco will play Vanilla Ice in an upcoming movie about the 1990s rapper. Finish these lyrics to Ice Ice Baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with my brand new invention.
Number 3. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson officially became Greek citizens over the weekend. What 2002 movie follows the Portugalis family when their daughter falls in love with a non-Greek man named Ian Miller?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Number 4, Taylor Swift sold 1.3 million copies of her new album Folklore in just 24 hours. This surprise album comes only a year after her last release. What was last year's album called?
Lover.
And number 5. Carol Baskin joined the Free Britney movement by posting a video in her support. What's the name of her animal sanctuary in Tampa? Time's up, Donna. That's all right. That's all right. That's a tough one. Let me bring Raven back in.
Okay.
Yo.
Donna got 4 out of 5.
It's pretty good. Let's see if it's worth $1,500.
Number one. Grease is getting a prequel movie called Summer Lovin'. What actors played Danny and Sandy in the 1978 film?
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, of course. They're bringing them back, right? Digitize them? Make them young?
I don't think so.
I'm not here for the prequel. They better not screw it up.
Number two, Dave Franco will play Vanilla Ice in an upcoming movie about the 1990s
rapper.
It's
amazing.
Finish these lyrics to Ice Ice Baby. Now, remember, I want you to say them slowly. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with my brand new invention.
That's right.
Was that slow enough for you?
Yeah.
Or should I do it like this?
No, that's good. That's good. I'm nervous, I think. All right, number three. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson officially became Greek citizens over the weekend.
Okay.
What 2002 movie follows the Portugalis family when their daughter falls in love with a non-Greek named Ian Miller?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
That's right.
Woo! Only Greek movie I really know, to be honest.
Number four. Taylor Swift sold 1.3 million copies of her new album, Folklore, in just 24 hours.
Right.
This surprise album comes only a year after her last release. What was last year's album called?
Lover.
Oh, you guys are tied at four.
Lover. Come on.
And
maybe
number
your
five.
Best album yet.
Oh, gosh, Donna, I wanted to give you this cash tip. Number five, Carol Baskin joined the Free Britney movement by posting a video in her support. What's the name of the annual sanctuary that Carol Baskin owns in Tampa?
I mean, I have no idea.
Well, time's up.
Tiger place.
It's Big Cat Rescue.
Big Cat Rescue.
If I would have asked you, Donna, what's the name of the man that accused her of feeding her first husband to the tigers and was the title character in Tiger King? Would you have known that?
No, not at all.
Okay. Joe Exotic.
All right. All right. Well, you know what, Donna? You get your own Anna and Raven t-shirt. You did great today. I was going back and forth on that last question.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered. Sweet shirt, though. Enjoy that, Donna.
Yeah, and we're going to throw another $100 in the pot. That means tomorrow's jackpot is up to $1,600.
Better luck next time.
It's Donna, and I cannot beat Raven.
Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. $1,600.